You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Yeah, Stupid News time now at FM 99, WNOR. Stupid News is proudly brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant, presenting Brian Hooks Friday through Sunday. Funny Bone, Virginia Beach's Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more info, won't you? Item number one in Stupid News. By the way, Stupid News has a theme. They're all vehicle related. Yeah, girl. From La Grande, Washington, where authorities say a man was drunk, completely naked, and romancing a woman when he missed a curve and hit a tree.
Ooh.
Oh, did I mention he was driving a vehicle at the time?
Wow.
With a child in the back seat?
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I've been married 31 years.
And,
I do remember what it was like to be a newlywed. Just got to have it right now. But, I mean, that's a little too right now, even for...
Yeah, I think you got to find a spot.
Yeah. Happened about 6 o'clock in the evening.
Wow. And he's drunk.
Okay. Now, the woman, who was also naked, had to be hospitalized. She broke a bone or two.
Now, at least
there may
have
been a broken bone involved. Yeah.
She didn't have to disrobe her when she got to the hospital.
So no, it's time saved.
Yep.
The 3-month-old in the back seat was uninjured. Suspicion of driving under the influence. He already has three prior DUIs. Witnesses told police that the man and the woman were naked when they got out of the car after hitting the tree. Just FYI.
I think I'm taking a moment to try to find my pants.
My broken
after
bone.
After I hit the tree. I'm going to check on the baby first.
My big broken bone.
Actually, you know what? I'm never going to be in that situation because I'm not an idiot.
No,
but,
I know. Yeah. I know. It doesn't even... No. This particular version of the story doesn't even explain their relationship. Are they newlyweds? Are they, you know, they have a three... Somebody's got a 3-month-old here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it's the girl. I don't know that.
I understand gotten it. You got to have it. But it would have been safer pulling into somebody's driveway and then getting busted there.
Let's do that. Isn't that why churches have parking lots on weekdays?
Ask Tiger Woods.
That's right. That's right. All right, that's item number one. Item number two. We've all made a plan like this before. In fact, was it Chris Carter famously who said that every posse's got to have a fall guy?
Yeah, kind of lost his gig there. At ESPN is on Fox now.
Yeah.
Because, he went to speak at a rookie symposium for the NFL.
Yeah.
And told them that, you know, you got to have someone.
You're going to roll with a posse.
Yeah, you got to have somebody.
You got to have somebody that's prepared to be to take the blame.
Somebody has to be the weed carrier, essentially.
Yeah, right.
Somebody, you know, it can't be you.
Well, that fall guy thing doesn't always work. A guy in the United Kingdom. 44-year-old Mark Smith has been arrested after his 22-year-old wife crashed his car.
Okay.
According to police, the wife never actually had a driver's license and was uninsured when she crashed the car into their home.
Okay.
And did $50,000 damage. She called her husband to the scene, and the two of them conspired to lie to the police and say that Mark was driving because he has insurance, and then that way they'd get money to fix the house and the car.
Okay.
I'll take the fall, but this is in order to get the insurance money. Yeah. And it was working out well until detectives were investigating the crash. Yeah, they sent detectives there to investigate an auto accident.
Okay.
And they discovered a lipstick tangled up in the driver's side airbag. Determined that probably wasn't Mark's color.
Well, they know
that's
that
when we
fact.
Got you in a Law and Order moment.
They
crushed him. They caved him right there. Got him.
Couldn't she have gone with?
Yeah,
I was with him in the front seat, and I was putting my lipstick on. And
well,
flying.
The couple's attorney claimed that the lipstick may have been in the airbag when she was thrown around during the crash. She was in the vehicle. They said.
Okay.
They try to stick to their story, friend. Had a 9-day trial.
And they were convicted?
Convicted. They lost.
Wow.
9-day trial. That's expensive. The court did not believe the couple. They were eventually found guilty of fraud, perverting the course of justice. Mark Smith got 7 months in jail for trying to...
Wow.
Take the blame for the car wreck.
Do you remember on The Sopranos when Christopher and Tony were in a car wreck and Christopher asked Tony to switch places with him because he's never going to pass the drug test?
Yeah.
And then Tony killed him.
Well, and there you go.
What? You're not going to pass the drug test for that?
Yeah.
Her 7 month, the woman's 7 month sentence was suspended for a year after the judge heard that she's pregnant with their second child, so...
Wow.
We don't want to take care of pregnant women in jail if we don't have to. That's a special needs issue. There you go, sir. You've perverted the course of justice.
9-day trial for that. That's
9-day trial. For faking the crash, more or less. Your crash scene, if you will.
It's pretty slow.
Yeah. Well, we must hear all of the evidence, sir.
9 days for that.
Those three stories are absolutely... Oh, wait, that's only two.
Say,
oh, my God, did I almost goofed you out of the last one, which is worth hearing. Yet another vehicle story. This one involves 47-year-old woman Julie Gagne. Or Gagne. Barrington, Illinois. Earlier this month, she had called the police to report that someone had stolen her SUV.
Okay.
The police found it about a mile and a half away from her house on fire.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, the investigation has concluded. The SUV had not been stolen. Julie set it on fire herself. After they checked her computer history and found that she had bought a flamethrower online.
Wow. Cool.
Woo.
You know, there's easier ways to set your car on fire.
By the way, the people that wrote the story here... Apparently, this is from a newspaper called the Arlington Cardinal, who did some sleuthing and discovered that flamethrowers are legal in 49 of the 50 states.
It's good to know.
Yeah. California is the only place where you cannot have one for obvious reasons, wildfires. Yeah. Even though you can legally own a flamethrower in Illinois and legally use it, you cannot use it to set a car on fire and then report that car as stolen to ostensibly get out from underneath the upside-down car payments or whatever it might be that's going on there.
It happens.
It does happen.
And again, you don't...
Probably more often than you think.
Yeah. You don't always need a flamethrower.
No.
You could just put some kind of incendiary heat device.
You just... Any kind of accelerant.
Yeah. Yeah, just go park it at the mall. Somewhere.
Police said they're still not sure of the motive. Now, I immediately jumped to the idea of getting out from underneath a stiff car payment, but they're not sure of the motive. They're still working on it. It could be an insurance scam. Could be just one of those moments that says, hey, I got to test out my sweet new flamethrower.
Yeah.
Either way, you can't report the vehicle is stolen.
Julie. Come on, Jules.
It doesn't sound like she's making a lot of good decisions because she's upside down in the SUV.
We think.
And then she's going to pay, I don't know how much a flamethrower costs.
Yeah,
that's
$300.
$300. Now you're going to pay $300. That's probably like a car payment right there. She should have just, you know, went Molotov cocktails.
We should have.
Should have. It's just easier.
Yeah. And there's a lot of ways to do this.
Less trackable, too. Yeah. That's great right now.
Julie. That's our Julie. Those three stories are absolutely true.
And really stupid.
Incredibly so. And that's why this is called...
Stupid News.